Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise and thanksgiving. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Today, you have an opportunity to once again to hear the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save our soul. Today, we will be giving you a glimpse unto what God is doing and what God has done. For the word of God says he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask of things. What is it that you need God to do? How do you need God to move in your life? What is that big thing that you think so big and great that is unsurmountable and it seems like you can't get around it? It seems like you can't get over it. It seems like you can't get under it. But I want you to know today that God is still God, and he is God all by himself. Today, we want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the hour of power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for all the our radio audience listeners. We thank you for the people of God. Have your way, God, in the life of a change, God, to be manifested as we preach this word of God. Call souls to be changed, lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to be drastically made a difference. And I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And this we bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Today we're going to be speaking from the Old Testament, and we're going to find the word of God that we're going to be speaking from. It's from the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings, that 17th chapter, beginning at that first verse. And if you'll just take your Bible out, if you have a Bible, maybe you driving down the street, you may just be at a friend's house, wherever you may be. But I want you to know that the word of God changes lives. The word of God builds them up. The word of God causes a change consistently in our lives. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it, but yet you got to believe it. You got to stand on the word of God. Here in the first verse of the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, we find here the word of God reads, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came to him, saying, get you from here, and turn you eastward, and hide yourself by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the raven to feed you there. Listen, here the word of God is speaking to Elijah. First, Elijah had to be obedient servant of the Most High God. He had to be able to hear God speaking to him. He had to be able to have the faith to go before Ahab and speak what God said to him to speak unto him. There are times when God sends us before men and women that's supposed to be in their greatness and supposed to have these great administrations, and they supposed to be in high position, and they may be kings, and they may be queens, they may be president, they may be vice president, they may be whatever they may be. But when God says to speak, it's time for us to speak. And here we see the man of God being obedient to God. He began to speak what God had told him to speak. And here he boldly proclaimed, and he boldly said, he said, as the Lord of Israel live before whom I stand, that there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. It's not going to be any rain. It's not going to be any dew. It's for these years, not just 1 month or 2 months, not 3 or 4 months, but it's not going to rain. You're not going to see any dew for these years, and you're not going to see any rain for these years. And the word of the Lord, after him speaking boldly, proclaiming the word of God, God telling him, God telling his servant, the prophet Elijah, he said to him, to get you from here. After I have spoken to you, after I have given you the word, it's time for you to go. It's time for you to get from here and turn you eastward and hide yourself by the brook of Cherith. That is before Jordan. Now you done spoke. Now you done did what I called you to do. Now it is time for you to go and to go from the place, from this place, and turn eastward and hide yourself. And he didn't just tell, send him to any place, but he was specific, and he told him where to go. When God sends you, God will tell you where to go. He'll tell you what to do. So he was specific as he talked to the man of God. So he said, go and hide yourself by the brook, by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook. He knew that he had already called that there was going to be a draw. He knew that wasn't going to be the dew. He knew there was going to be no rain. But you know what? He said, I'm going to take care of you. You know, I'm going to send you a place that I am going to take care of you. So he told him to go by this brook. He said to go by this brook, and I have commanded, come on, I have commanded the ravens to feed you. My God, my God. Letting them know that you are not going to thirst. You're not going to die of thirst. I know I've called a drought, and because of the disobedience of the people, and because King Ahab won't hear and won't do and won't live according to the word, and now I have sent you to speak my word to him. You already told him that it's going to be a drop. It's not going to be in a dew on the ground, but I'm going to take care of you. Don't you know that God, he will take care of you? There's a song that says, God will take care of you. And here we see that he had told him to go by this brook. And not only by the brook, but he said, I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So you're not going to go hungry. Now, in the natural, a raven is like a dirty bird. It is something that's unclean. But yet God has gotten an order. I mean, this is God's command. This is a God order. I'm ordering. You know how God can order man to do certain things, and sometimes man is stubborn, stiff-necked, won't do what God, rebellious, won't do what God called him to do, but yet God can say, I'm going to use I'm going to use something that you never thought that I'm going to use. Come on. I'm going to cause this raven to keep you from starving. I'm going to put this brook here to help you so that you won't have to thirst. And here the word of God sent the raven in order to feed the man of God. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. But he went and dwelled by the brook of Cherith that is beyond Jordan. And the raven, come on, and the raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. I mean, when God does a thing in our life, when God began to move in our life, we could know that God will take care of us. The Bible said, let not your heart be troubled, but ye believe in God, believe also in me. See, the man of God had to believe God. He had to stand on his word. He had to know that God will take care of you. He will take care of his people. And so, therefore, when we began to look at the faith of this man of God, the prophet of God, the man of God that God called to be a prophet, he had to believe God that God was going to take care of him. After he done spoke the word, somebody afraid to speak the word because they don't believe that God is going to take care of him. God is not going to take care of her. Oh, my God, am I speaking to a preacher this morning? Am I preaching? Am I talking to an apostle? Am I talking to a one that is carrying God's word? Am I talking to the man of God or the woman of God that is an evangelist, that is a pastor or a teacher? Am I talking to that prophetess? Because you afraid that if you preach the unadulterated, compromising word of God, that you're not going to get what you need in order to sustain you. But when you obey God, when you fall in fellowship with God, in love with God, and when you can rely and you can depend upon him in order to take care of you, God talked to his man. This man of God, Elijah, had faith in God to believe that God will take care of you. So here, men and women of God, when you speak forth the word of God, it doesn't matter how many people that are before you are. Those people, that small group or that great group that you may be speaking to, you got to know that you're speaking out of the power and inspiration of the Most High God. And when you speak what God's word said, God will provide. God will take care of you. You cannot worry about the finance. You can't worry about what's not going to happen, because look, God gave this man Elijah. He took him to an area by the brook. He told him where to go so you could get some, be able to not thirst, or that you could be able to drink, and that you could be able to sustain by the food, because he sent this raven. He commanded, come on now, he commanded a raven to take care of his man of God. And that's the same way that God will take care of you if we be obedient to the man of God. And this raven brought Elijah bread and flesh in the morning, and he brought him bread and flesh in the evening, and he was able to drink of the brook. And in that seventh verse it says, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up. I mean, come on. I mean, there comes a time when it looks like everything is going all right. And you know that it seems like it's going to go on and on and on and on. But then God, again, tries our faith. God sees whether or not we're going his very need, like God said he will, that he will supply all of our need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And he had the water, he had the brook, he had the ravens bringing him the meat and the bread for in the morning and the evening. But then the word of God tells us that it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up. What are you going to do when the brook dried up? What are you going to do when you don't see the money? What are you going to do when you don't see the food in the cabinet? What are you going to do when you don't see the gas gauge up there on four? But what are you going to do? What you're going to do is you're going to believe God. You're going to stand on God's word. You're going to know that God will take care of you. Just like he had a plan for the man of God, he had a plan for you. God will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. I don't care what the days or the times this takes to you, you got to know that God will take care of you. So therefore, when we began to look at part B of that seventh verse of the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, it tells us because there had been no rain in the land. We know that he was in the midst of a drought. We know that it wasn't rain. We know that it wasn't any dew on the ground. We know that it wasn't, the rain wasn't plenteous. So therefore, the brook began to dry up. Come on. And it was no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came to him saying, I mean, if you just be obedient to God, if you just hear what God is saying, if you just believe on the word of God say, I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Is there anything too hard for God? I mean, is there anything? The answer is no. There is nothing too hard for God. And the word of the Lord came to him saying, arise, go unto Zarephath, which belongs unto Zion, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. Oh my God. Here, he had first prepared the raven to take care of Elisha, to bring him the food. Isn't that something? I mean, special delivery. I mean, he didn't even have to go find anything. I mean, he didn't have to go to Winn-Dixie or Publix. He didn't have to go to any food chain in order to get his food. But God had a special delivery for the men of God that he'll be able to be a sustainer. He'll be able to eat. And he had the water already there. I can imagine that water being cool. I can imagine that water being what he needed in order to keep that man. But then it was a time that the word of God let us know that that brook had dried up. And then God let him know. It's not that God didn't know that the brook was going to dry up, but he knew it was going to dry up. But God has a way that is mighty sweet. But then God told him to rise. In other words, get on up. Get up from where you are. This was my plan for you. This was the plan that I had for you. But I want you to get up, and I want you to go to Zarephath, which belongs to Zion, and dwell there. This is what I want you to do right now. And behold, I command a widow woman there to sustain thee, to provide for you. So he arose, and he went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, bring me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Come on. And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in your hand. Now, I mean, Elijah, the man of God, had just got there. know this woman. But God had already told him that he's going to have this woman, a widow woman. He already knew that she's going to be a widow woman. God already let him know that he was going to have this woman, and this woman was going to sustain him, provide for them. So when he got there, he said to this woman, come on, he said, he told her, he said, bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And the woman was obedient, and she was going to bring it to him. But listen here, and that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough, because if you come into somebody, you just met them, and then you tell them to bring you some water. Now, most, you know, people that are saved and sanctified and are people that have the love of God, they're going to go and get their water. It's not going to be a big thing about that. But then he didn't stop that. He said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand. Don't just, I ask you for the water, but come on, I need you to bring me some bread in your hand. I believe that we may have seen some sisters and brothers get upset. I dare you. Asking me, I don't even know you. I don't know where you came from. And so, therefore, what you're asking me for you already, I'm going to already give you some water. And then you want me to bring some water of bread in my hand? And she said, as the Lord, and she said in that 12th verse, and she said, as the Lord your God liveth, I have not a cake. Listen, I have not a cake but a handful of meal in a barrel. And a little cruise, a little oil in a cruise. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. I believe it's talking like she didn't have but a little bit of whatever she had. She didn't have but a little bit of meal, and she had only a little bit of food, oil in a cruise. And she was getting ready to gather some sticks that she could hold and that she could go in and dress it for herself and for her son. And then you know what she said? Did you hear what she said? She said that we may eat it and die. It's talking like this is the last meal. This is all I have. All I have for me and my son. That's all I see. That's all she sees in the natural. But here, the word of God says in that 13th verse, and Elijah said unto her, come on, I like this. He said, fear not, go and do as you have said, but make me thereof a little cake first. I mean, my God, look at the boldness of God. Look at the boldness of the men of God. I mean, she's telling, Elijah knew that there was fear in her heart, because she said that she was going to make this meal and this crude oil, and she was going to get these sticks, and she was going to make this meal for her son and her, and then they was going to eat it and die. So the man of God knew that there was fear in her heart. But then he told her something. He said, go and do as you have said, but make me their a little cake first. I mean, I guess she's saying, you must be didn't hear what I said. You must be didn't hear that I said that I have only this tool of oil, and I only have this meal. I'm going to make this for myself and for my son, that we're going to eat it, and then they was like preparing to die. But he's telling her, no, you make me first this cake and bring it to me and make for you and your son. But thus says the Lord God of Israel, come on, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail. unto the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And he went and did, and she went, and she did according to all the saying, according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. I mean, when we think we have it all figured out, when we think that we are doing something big, and we think that it's the last thing that I'm going to do, I don't see any other way. Well, you may have only a dollar in your purse. You may have even maybe $2 in your billfold. You may have only $5 in the bank. But I want you to know today that God is a God of increase. I know that God is able to move on your behalf. If you just can believe God, if you just can be obedient to God and do what God said. See, first, the prophet of God had to be obedient to the Most High God. See, he had first to obey and to tell Ahab what he told him to tell him, but there was not going to be any dew or rain. Come on. But these years, he didn't tell him how many, but he let him know it's not going to be, as I said, for 1 or 2 months or 3 or 4 weeks. But it was going to be a thing that's going to last for a while. Why? Because of your disobedience, because of your the way that you have not obeyed God and you not turned to God and the way that you're living. So therefore, when people don't obey God, it brings about consequences. It brings about changes that they don't like. But here we see that the man of God, bold enough, Elijah was, to go let Ahab know what God's word says. And not only that, to let him know that it wasn't going to rain. So he told him that he said it was going to rain. See, God had to speak to him. But he let him know that it's not going to rain until he tells him it's going to rain. It's not going to be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. I mean, those are some powerful words. I know that he not believed what Elijah was saying when he said it, but he said it, and it happened. But God provided. He provided for Elijah. He took him by the brook, and he gave him that water, that brook that was provided for him to drink, and he called the raven. He commanded, the word of God said, I command you, come on, I command you, raven, to go feed my prophet. I command you on the morning and the evening to take him some bread and take him some meat. Don't you see God? Don't you see him moving? It makes me think about Jonah, how God had sent him to Nineveh to be able to preach and to be able to warn those people. And remember, he was disobedient and he didn't want to go. And God prepared that fish for Jonah, and that fish swallowed him up. And after he prayed and was in that belly of a fish, he repented. And God commanded that fish to vomit him up. Yes, he did. So here, God deal with, we say, well, God commands people, but I never heard of God commanding no animal, no fish, no species to do that. Read it in the Word of God. Read it in the book of Jonah. Read it here in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, how he commanded that raven to feed his man. Come on, I don't know how God going to do it and going to put those groceries in your cupboard. I don't know, but I know that he will. I don't know how God's going to put the money in the bank account, but I know that he will. I don't know how God is going to put the clothing on your back and who he's going to use to do it, but I know he will. I don't know what you're going through, but I know whatever you're going through, there is nothing too hard for God to do. The Bible said, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find. He said to knock and the door shall be open. He said we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, saying to the mountain, be thou moved. The word of God says shall be moved. But we have to speak in faith. We have to believe God. We have to know that God, he is God. We have to know that he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. I proclaim to you today that God has all power in his hand. So here we see that the woman that was about to, in her mentality, see, God knew where she lived. She knew he lived, that she lived in Zarephath. He knew that this woman was a widow. He knew that this woman had a son. And I'm quite sure this woman was concerned about her son. She was concerned that they were going to starve to death. They didn't have, what they needed. They didn't think they had what they needed. But yet, I'm telling you, God used a man of God to come into her life. God sent people in our life. I'm not talking about just anybody. But God sent people in our life in order to sustain us, in order to help us to stand on God's word, in order to help us to believe God. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the timing it is, God, he will take care of his people. And I'm telling you, even as the word of God says, and she and he and her house did eat many days. They ate for a full year. And the bearer of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto Elijah. Just look at it. What she's seeing wasn't very much. I don't see. That's not going to do. It's not enough to feed me and my son. It's not enough to sustain us. But God sent his man of God to them that they can believe on God, that they can know that he is a God. He's a Jehovah Jireh. He's the one that will provide. So here we just marvel in the blessings of God. And then the word of God tells us, and it came to pass after these things, that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, the son had fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. You see what happened. You see how things happen, and they happen from day, sometimes a day. They happen in the chain of our lives, and God just keep on taking us higher and higher and higher. You see, the word of God tells us that this woman's son, somebody that's precious, somebody that's dear, somebody that she loved, somebody that she birthed, had fell sick, and his sickness was so sore, it was really bad, that there was no breath left in her son. And she said to Elijah, what have I to do with you? Oh, you man of God! Are you come to me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? He said to her, give me your son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode, where he lived at, and laid him upon his bed. And he cried unto the Lord. This is what Elijah did. I mean, when a man of God and a woman of God where a woman of God and a man of God that believe it and stand it on God's word. And they not the, believe it in themselves, but they believe it in the Almighty God. She took the one, she took the that young man, the young boy, out of her bosom and carried him up and laid him on his own bed. And then he began to cry unto the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, have you also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn that I'm staying with by slaying her son?" No. And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried to the Lord and said, "O Lord, my God, I pray you, let this child's soul come unto him again." And the Lord heard, listen, and the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came unto him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber unto the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son liveth." And the woman said unto Elijah, "Now by this I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth. It's true." I pray, God, that if you, as you have heard the word of God this morning, that you have heard me preach the word and teach the word of God, that your faith has gone to that next level and even beyond that level, that your faith has gone to the higher heights and deeper depth in him, to know that God will take care of you, that God will provide. He is a provider. He provided for Elisha. He provided for the widow woman, and he provided and brought life back to her son. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for the opportunity to preach your word this morning. Lord, we thank you, God, for using us, Lord God, to bring light and illumination to men and women, boys and girls everywhere. God, to let them know, God, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. God, your word is a sure word. The word say, "Ask and it shall be given." You said, "To seek and ye shall find, and knock and the door shall be open." You said, God, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, "Be thou moved," God, you said, "It shall be moved." So, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. There are men and women, boys and girls that have situations in their lives. And God, that they need you to move, God, even now. Somebody's in trouble, God. Somebody needs you, God, to come to their rescue. Somebody, Father, in the name of Jesus, trying to provide for their family. And God, in the, before they heard this word, God, they didn't know, Lord God, that people would take care of them. Father God, even now, touch them. Father, let them know, God, that you are God. And you're God all by yourself. Father, feel the need, whether physically, spiritually, or financially. And Father, we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And God, if there's any out there, Lord, and I know it is, God, that do not know you as Lord and Savior, Lord, you say we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our hearts that God raises from the dead, you said, that they shall be saved. I pray now that you would save them, God, that you would deliver them, and God, that you would make them free. In Jesus' name, amen. You have been to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in on Friday at the same time. The Lord bless and keep you.